Hey there, Sharon Hornell here. Let's talk about 7 online coaching strategies to supersize and grow your business. This is, of course, one of my favorite topics because this is how I spend the vast majority of my time nowadays. I love, thank you, COVID pandemic, working from home and supersizing and growing my businesses. Now, I guess I'm an online coach. I like to call myself a consultant, but I'm probably, it's the same thing. There's very little difference. Consultants just are bossier than coaches, in my personal opinion and definition. So you might be thinking, well, I make widgets. How would I become an online coach? I am a doctor. How would I become an online coach? And I've learned over the last several years that you can add an online coaching or done-for-you component to almost any business. I have yet to find one that we haven't figured out a way to add a coaching or upscale type done-for-you services or coaching that can help people to create what they want in their life and help you to do it remotely. The rise of online coaching, I don't remember the statistics, but there's huge numbers and huge statistics along with this industry. And I should remember those things, but I don't choose to because statistics are one of those things that are often made up. They're made to look a certain way. If you've never read the book, How to Lie with Statistics, I highly recommend it because you'll never look at statistics again. Now, this is someone coming from corporate America who a lot of my job was data analysis and statistics and presenting the data in a way that we could make it actionable and use it for decision-making and things like that or for different projects. And once I read the book, thank you, Jim Edwards, How to Lie with Statistics, I realized that a lot of information that's put out in the world, almost all information that's put out in the world, including what I share, is filtered through my lenses of what's important, etc. So what are some of these online strategies that you can use to add another income stream to your business to supersize and grow your business? And online coaching, you can offer courses, you can offer your time, you can trade your time, you can do group coaching. There's all different ways to do it. You can create masterminds, etc. For your niche, and that's the first strategy. You gotta have a niche. You have to have a specific group of people that you are going to help and serve. Hopefully your business already has that, but if you haven't clearly identified it, and then what you want to identify is who are the people in your bigger niche that would value and benefit tremendously from your expertise. What do you know? What problems can you solve for a group of people that you're willing to spend your time and energy working with them or working with them in a group format to help them solve? And I'm going to give a couple examples of that. I'll do a fitness industry example, professional globally example, and a financial freedom wealth management example. Industries that I don't personally necessarily work in specifically, but I have helped coaches in those areas as well, and different businesses in each of those areas. But first, let's talk about the strategies, and then I will give some examples of businesses and in industries that have applied them really, really well, especially the global pandemic. The COVID pandemic was a huge boon to online anything. If you weren't online before the pandemic and you're not online now, what are you thinking? There's something going on here. You have to have at least some sort of online digital remote presence to represent your business. And if you don't, then it's time to get on the bandwagon and just do it. So first, we're going to define our key group of people and then the specific people within our audience or within our niche, within our industry that can most benefit from our knowledge, our wisdom, our expertise, our experience, that they would be interested in hiring us to help them with things, to help them solve problems, help them, you know, there's all kinds of things we can help other people with, especially anything that we've had experience with. Second strategy is you want to develop compelling content. You want to share information and knowledge and wisdom and experiences and stories of what you've done personally and what you've helped other organizations do and other people in that niche do. Third, you want to leverage technology. There are so many ways to use technology, and some of us have more challenges than others physically and environmentally, and we need to even search further and better for technological solutions to our challenges. There are so many apps and so many programs and so many online tools out there nowadays that we can use to simplify our businesses, whether it's an online coaching program or it's a any way to run your business. There are so many business operating systems that we can automate and simplify. But we want to make sure that we're leveraging technology, that we have user-friendly virtual communications that we're using. My favorite still to this day, silly little tool is Voxer. I learned about it from Russell Brunson and ClickFunnels, and I love it because I am visually challenged. So I don't like texting. I don't like writing. I don't like talking on the phone for hours and hours. If anyone in my programs has a question, all I have to do is hit the button on their phone on the Voxer app and ask me a question. And usually within 5 minutes, they've got their answer, unless, you know, I'm tied up with somebody else or I'm in a meeting or I'm changing a diaper sometimes. So make sure you're using technology. That strategy applies to everything, right? Are you innovating? Are you solving problems? Are you simplifying? Are you automating for your own business so that you can teach other people how to do the same? Fourth strategy for online coaching is to have a personalized approach. There are so many coaching programs, and this is one of my pet peeves in the industry, that automate everything, pre-record everything, and then sell you a program so they don't really have to do anything. And there isn't any actual human being, human one-on-one. Or not, it doesn't have to be one-on-one, one-to-many. I do virtually all group coaching now. Once in a while, I'll work with individuals on a case-by-case basis, but for the most part, it's group coaching. That's me showing up on Zoom, showing up on audio, showing up live with them on some frequency for sure, but you have to have the human touch. You have to have the personal touch, especially if you're charging higher prices. If you're charging high prices or if you're dealing with clientele that needs that type of interaction and relationships, that is what you want to do. The fifth strategy is to cultivate a strong online presence. I think this goes without saying nowadays. If people cannot find you, look you up, research you online, on social media, and we all have our favorite platforms, depends on the industry. Mine are Facebook and LinkedIn right now because they're the easiest for me to use. But it depends on your industry. It depends on your business. But you want to have a presence so people can grab their cell phone, which they're carrying around with them anyway, and look you up and see what you can do and how you can help them. And chances are for your business, you've got an online presence already, so it's easy to add an online coaching feature to that. Foster client relationships. Some of these I'm like, I don't even believe I have to talk about these as strategies because we should all be having them built in this 7-step process into our businesses anyway. But we want to make sure that we're building and prioritizing the relationships that are most important to growing and building and supersizing our business. Communicating with them regularly. Again, I still believe in you have to have a human being personal touch because so much of the world is automated. And with AI, it's even getting worse. So much is just taken for granted. And then, of course, my favorite is, continuous improvement, continuous learning and improvement. That is always my favorite strategy. If we are not flexible, if we are not on the leading edge of things, how are we going to coach other people to be? So we always want to be learning, growing, and continuously improving everything that we do, but especially our coaching skills and our coaching practices and things like that. I would also add that we need to be open, honest, authentic, and that's not even a strategy. That's just how we should show up in the world, and that we should share what we can as much as possible. And I say for free, and I get a lot of arguments from other coaches and consultants. They're like, why would I share anything for free? I've worked hard to come up with this process or this strategy or this thing. And I get that. I understand. But that comes from a scarcity mentality. It doesn't come from an abundance mentality. We live in an abundant universe. At least that is my choice of beliefs. And when that is true, we can give absolutely everything away. We can share everything with other people. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. The vast majority of people that you share information with are never, ever, ever going to act on it. And if they do, more power to them, because it just makes the world a better place. It adds more positive energy to the world. But I get argued with about this every single day. But if you know me, I've literally created probably 10,000 videos of content over the last 5 years or so. And it's just lessons learned, things I've discovered, things that have worked really well for me, things I've epically failed at. Because guess what? I don't know about you, but I learn a lot more from my failures than I ever do from my successes. If I do something the first time and it's successful, yay. If I do something the first time and it's not successful, guess what? I've at least learned one thing that didn't work for me. Doesn't mean it hasn't worked for thousands of other people, because I am always amazed at the things I will attempt to implement that literally hundreds or thousands of other people have done successfully, and I fall flat on my face. It's a little bit, what's the word? Ego checking or whatever, but it happens like on a regular basis to all of us. All right, that's all I've got today. Love to know if you've got a coaching component to your business. If you're struggling and you're like, how the heck would I add a coaching component to this? Go ahead and ask. I'd love to help a couple of people just understand how easy it is to add different streams of income to our businesses. That's it. Have an awesome day, and I'll, of course, be with you tomorrow.